Don't worry, they're not here to give you any marriage advice, but after listening, you may think that they need it. It's Cash and Casey on the Me Versus Her podcast.
Hey, it's the Me Versus Her podcast. I am your host, Cash.
And I'm Casey.
And we are back with another show, and I believe we have surpassed our number of shows we did all last year, and we are only in February.
That's amazing.
It's amazing, and it's a little embarrassing that we only did that amount last year, but we've moved on. It's a new year, and we are better people, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so yeah, here we are. I don't know the exact number, but I know, I don't want to say it because you'll be like, dang, that's all you did last year? Let me go count your stuff if you want, but we've already passed it, or this is maybe ties it. I don't know. Either way, we're there, and we're not stopping anytime soon, so full steam ahead.
Don't jinx it now.
Choo-choo. Full steam ahead. We're on track. Get it? On track, like a train track.
Okay.
Full steam ahead, like a train. Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Get it? Okay. So anyways, let's move on with the show. So first off, some shout outs. We got shout out to Luis. We got some of these I'm reading are new people I saw that are following us on Facebook now. So we have Ralph, Richard, Chuck, Karen R, Coulter, Ray. I think Ray's last name was with a B. I don't know if we say everybody's last name because I don't know if they want to be out there. They might be in witness protection. I don't know. So that's why sometimes I don't say their last names. But you know who you are if you're following the show now. And I should have pulled up the ones that are new followers on Instagram because we have a bunch there. And actually, a bunch of new ones on TikTok. I don't know where those came from, but hey, I'll take them.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'm excited. I feel like every show we're just growing more and more. And I promise, I promise we'll never charge for the show, but I'm just kidding. So anyways, what we're going to talk about today, we got a few things. The main thing I want to talk about, it's kind of fun. We've did this in the past. I think we might have did it once or twice in the past, but kind of the new, or not even necessarily new, just the kind of, you know, the hip words, the cool words, I don't know, that maybe adults are using, maybe teens are using, but I have a whole list of them. I want to go over some of those, and I'm going to, you know, kind of test Casey on them, see if she knows what they mean or if she could use them in a sentence. And, you know, if you have a teenager, maybe you're like, oh, now I can know what they're saying. They even categorize this. I found this website that it marked it even by, and this might be like going overboard, like maybe the person that wrote the article is exaggerating a little bit, but even like these are red flag words. So if you hear like your kids using these, this makes it sound really old. Really? But anyways, if you see your kids using these, you might want to be on the lookout because it means this or means that. So we're going to go over a bunch of those coming up. I also want to go over some words that somebody the other day, I did a podcast with work and they brought up a word and they used it on the show. And I started to think like, as I'm editing the show, I'm like, I've heard that word before, but I don't even really know what that is. So I Google it, you know, and then I reach out to the guy and I'm like, hey, what does this word mean? He's like, well, I think they use it here or these kind of people use it. And I'm like,
so you used a
word that you didn't really know what it was. So to me, it was kind of funny. And I was like, I wonder what other kind of words are out there that people use, like just kind of in certain states, you know, or certain parts of the United States. So I'm going to go over some of those.
Good. But the educational one.
Yeah. First off, we have a new segment we're going to cover today. Casey doesn't even know what this is. And her face right now looks a little scared.
I never know.
I even have a sound bite for it. Ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
And now it's time for Casey's movie review.
So, Casey, not to be mean, you know, but usually say it before you're going to be mean, usually picks very bad movies. Like, she'll be like, oh, I want to see this, or I saw this commercial for this, and we'll watch. And even she, after, is like, don't let me pick a movie again. Yeah. She's not very good at picking movies. You know, but I let her try, and I'll watch them with her, and a lot of times after, we're just like, it's two hours of our life that we will never get back. I will say the last couple of days she's put on some movies and, you know, I was doing some work for my computer, getting some stuff ready for shows, and like it kind of caught my attention. And I watched one of them pretty much all the way through. And the second one, I watched a lot of it. So, ready?
And now it's time for Casey's movie review.
I'm going to let you review both movies that you picked. Are you ready for that?
I don't know.
Okay, I thought you might say that, so hold on. I printed you out some info about the movies you watched, just in case you forgot.
Okay, let me see. What were they? Oh, Family Switch. Okay, well, let me start by saying I was looking for kid movies. These weren't just like my chosen ones.
You don't have to explain anything. I just said they're good movies. Now read the information in front of you.
Okay, so Family Switch. Do you have to read the people in it?
So I would. Why don't you say, so the first movie was Family Switch. Come on, get into it.
So the first movie is Family Switch, starting Ed Helms. That's what you wrote.
Okay, but that's not what I meant. Is the movie starting somebody?
Starting again,
go.
You said to read the words.
Go. No, I'm saying use what you don't have to read word for word.
Okay, start again. Ed Helms.
Wait, no, start from the beginning.
Oh my gosh. Family Switch.
What's Family Switch? You got to say today's the first movie I'm talking about is Family Switch. Come on.
The first movie today is Family Switch, starring Ed Helms. I feel really weird doing this. And Jennifer Garner.
So you could do it however you want, if you want to say, or you could read the description that I copied from the internet. So go ahead.
When family members switch bodies with each other during a rare planetary alignment, their hilarious journey to find their way back to normal will bring them closer together than they ever thought possible.
Okay. Do you want to say anything else about it? Or was that, are you good? You want to give it two thumbs up, one thumbs up? You want to say how long the movie was, maybe what it's rated so people know?
Rated PG, an hour and 45 minutes, a comedy fantasy. And I think it was pretty good. I think the kids liked it. I liked it. Would I watch it again? Yeah, probably if it was on.
All right. So what?
Would I go out of my way to find it? Probably not.
Two thumbs up?
Yeah.
All right. And next you have a second
but
movie.
But I'm also the kind of person that I don't like to watch the same movies twice. So I'm just throwing that out there.
All right.
Okay. The next one was The Family Plan, starring Mark Wahlberg and Michelle. What's that? Monahan? Rated PG-13. Action comedy. An hour and 59 minutes. Is this what you wanted?
Go. It's your movie review. Oh, you do whatever God. You want.
When enemies from the past track him down, former elite government assassin Dan packs his wife, teen daughter, teen son, and 10-month-old baby into their minivan and takes off on an impromptu cross-country road trip to Las Vegas. I like that one, too.
Two thumbs up?
Yeah.
That one was good. I like that one better than the first one. It's kind of a cool movie. Like, he was a spy, or not a spy. He was an assassin at one time, and he didn't tell his wife. I mean, he was doing it before he was married, you know, and he just never shared it with his wife and, you know, the family. And that's ruined it. The family and her are a little upset, which I started to deeply think into these things. Like, would I be mad if Casey came out and said, you know, I used to be an assassin before I married you? I don't think I would, because I get, you know, it's your past life. Maybe you didn't want to talk about
you
it.
And
it was
not.
Before, if it was before, I'd be like, okay. And if it didn't affect me, now I guess on the movie, you know, they felt like their life was in danger and that he should have said something. But I'm like, I mean, if you were to be like, oh, before I met you, I was a shift leader at McDonald's. I'd be like, okay. Like, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's
so
different.
It's a job. It's
if
a job.
If I said I was an assassin, you would be okay with that?
I think I'd be like, oh, that's cool. Tell me more. No. I would be more upset that I didn't get to hear more about it before.
What if not?
You can't tell me my feelings. That's what the therapist said. No one else could tell you your feelings.
My gosh. What if I still was and then I was like, I got to go to work.
That's
and
different.
I couldn't tell you.
That's different because you're lying to me
is
daily.
Is that a real thing? Are people really this?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Wow.
I'm sure in the military or some kind of, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it because they could hear this and they might be listening and come after us. But yeah, that's my thoughts on that. But I don't know. If you have different thoughts, I don't know. Write in. Write into Instagram. Speaking of, you know, we have social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, write in and say, yeah, I'd be mad if my husband or wife told me after the fact that they used to be this before. Let me know. I'm curious if you'd be mad. Or you'd be like, yeah, that was their business before they met me and, you know, it doesn't really affect me. So
would you tell me if you were?
I don't know.
Or would you have kept it a secret?
You mean, am I going to tell you now that I was?
No.
Just playing.
We all know.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I think if it was something important, I'd probably tell you. Because, you know me, I don't want to say brag, but I'm happy for my accomplishments. So I probably would, if that was an accomplishment, like, man, I used to take down bad people all the time. I'd probably tell you about it. So, you knew, and I'd probably use it to maybe in the beginning to try to, you know, to woo you.
Oh my gosh.
I need to woo you. You know, it could have been, you know, could have been what put me over the top, but
stick to the chocolate milkshakes and French fries. And
so anyways, those were Casey's movie reviews. Thank you for doing
that. Oh, no problem.
And I feel if I would have asked you to do it, you probably would have said no.
I never watch movies. Like all the popular movies I've never seen. So this might be a good one.
Yeah. And I was giving you your time to shine. Cause I know sometimes I might hog the mic. I don't know. Maybe some people say that, some don't. Some
but
say,
you tell me exactly what to say.
Well, because I knew you'd say, I don't remember the movie. So I said, here you go.
That's true.
I helped you succeed. Prepared. And I thought, you know, you never know. There's somebody else that might be looking for, a new podcast show. And I'm like, I'm going to give Casey her time to shine right now. She might ever, you know, there might be a bigger opportunity for her at one time. So they're going to be like, you know what? I was listening to you at one time. You did a movie review. It was very great.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, see? Okay. So I was helping you out. So anyways, let's move on with the show. So I'm going to start off first. Let me go back to the story about the guy using a word when I was doing the podcast. So we were talking about something, and he was, you know, he was giving like a basically how to fix some things. And he says, yeah, you know, if you're using this kind of register inside of a, you know, a fast food chain, or maybe you're using it in a bodega, And that's the word he threw at me, bodega. As I'm editing it, I was like, bodega. I feel like I've heard that in a movie or something, but what is it? So I Google it, and it says it's like a market or like a little grocery store. Sometimes in the East Coast, I think they said, maybe New York, you know. And it said often used by Puerto Ricans in Puerto Rico, I guess. So then it made me start to think, you know where I go? I started to think, is it because maybe he thinks I'm Puerto Rican? So he's like, hey, you know, people like you and your bodegas. So funny. So I asked one of my buddies, my buddy BC, you know, he throws a lot of New York knowledge on us. And he said, in New York, though, he said that is used as a, oh man, I forgot. It's either a bagel shop or a sandwich shop. Mm. So it started to make me think, like, people use words in different areas that are used for different things.
Yeah.
So I did some research and found some other words. Can you think of any that you feel people use in just certain areas of the world or certain states?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. So here it says, in the South, some people in the South use the word sugar. You know what they use it for?
Yeah, sugar. Oh, like a term of endearment, right?
A kiss. So come give me some sugar, you know, some sugar.
Or would they say, hey, sugar?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I've read here, what I've researched. They might do that. That might be another state.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying the ones I read here in the South, a kiss is sugar. In Vermont, for a soft serve, they say a creamy. That's C-R-E-E-M-E-E.
Where is that at?
That's in Vermont.
Specifically just there?
That's what the internet said. I'm going off. Weird. Yes, I don't know. And somebody else might be in, you know, Montana right now saying, oh, I say creamy, or we say creamy here. So I don't know. I'm just going off what this is telling me.
But who even says soft serve?
I do. I have before. Like, you want to get a soft serve over at the Wendy's?
No, you do not say that. No, you do not.
Yeah, because you don't say a shake.
You don't say that.
They're not a shake. It's a soft serve.
No, you say you want to get some ice cream.
No, it's not ice cream. It's a soft serve.
Frosty. When it comes,
I've said frosty.
Okay, but you don't. I've never heard you say soft.
I've said
I'm
soft serve.
I'm getting all fired up because I've you never should. Heard you say that.
Well, maybe not always there, but soft serve is anything that comes out of the machine and, like, you know, squirts out, kind of looks like poop squirting out of a dog's
butt.
So
if you went to McDonald's, you'd say, can I get a soft serve cone?
Yeah, because
you would not.
Yes, you would.
Oh my gosh.
I wouldn't say a shake because that's something different. If I'm ordering a soft serve, I'm going to order a soft serve.
A vanilla, like, ice cream cone. You would say a soft. We're going to go and you're going to say it just like that.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
I do say soft serve.
That's weird.
It's not weird.
It's weird.
And the menu, if the menu says soft serve, I'm not going to say, can I get an ice cream? I'm going to say, can I get one of the soft serves, please?
Oh, no.
Or I might say creamy now. Now you're gonna start to hear all these words. You probably just don't notice that I use these.
I'm going to be listening.
Like, I sometimes, and this is another one, and I forgot to look this one up, but, you know, soda or soda pop. I've said pop before, and you're like, you're from California. Why are you saying pop? I don't know, but.
You don't say that.
I've said pop. I have.
Trying to be funny.
No. You think I'm trying to be funny? I was being serious. I've used pop. I won't say soda pop. Usually I'll just say like a pop. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's from a past life.
Have you said it in public?
Pop, yeah, I have. And depending where I go, sometimes I mix it up. You know, if I think that's what they say in that area, I'll be like, so when I go out of town for work sometimes, you know, and they're like, hey, do you want a soda? I'm like, yeah, I'll take a pop.
No, you do not.
Yeah, because I feel like that's what they say it at.
Then why would they ask you if you want a soda and you respond, yes, I'll take a pop?
Because I felt like they were just saying that because they knew I was from California originally and they were trying to make me feel good.
Why don't you just say, yeah, I'll take one?
No, I want to make them feel good so I fit in.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so if I go to Vermont for work one of these days, I'm going to be like, does anybody else want to go get a creamy? And they say, what's a creamy? I'm going to say, soft serve.
God, you're
what's
going
a soft serve?
You're going alone.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. I try to make people feel comfortable.
You know, you're making people feel uncomfortable.
Maybe.
Especially me.
Yeah. So from now on, I don't know. That's just how I roll. I don't know. Maybe you've just never noticed. But anyways, next up we have New Englanders. They call a hot sandwich a grinder. That's how they separate cold sandwich from a hot sandwich, a grinder.
Why?
I've used that before too. You ever noticed?
No, you do not.
I'm just kidding. I've never used that one. I'm going to start using all these. Do I know why? No, it just said that's just what they call it, a grinder. So if you're next time you want a hot sandwich or I'm going over to the Subway, shout out Subway, I'm going to be like, can I get a, and if they said, do you want it toasted? I'll be like, yeah, please grinder.
They're going to put it in the blender.
Yeah, they're going to grind it up.
You're going to be like, what is this?
Next up it says, this is a Northeast. So people that flock just to go look at fall foliage, you know, like when you want to go look at like the fall leaves and stuff, those people are called leaf peepers.
Leaf peepers.
Yeah. Leaf peepers.
You're a leaf peeper. Peeper.
Peeper. I'm a soft serve peeper. Yeah, leaf peeper. We have, so when someone looks, oh, I don't know this one. This one didn't have a state, I think. It just said when somebody looks unclean or unkept, they're a ragamuffin.
Wow.
Yeah, or raga. Maybe it's raga. R-A-G-A and then muffin.
Mm, kind of sounds like a bad word.
Ragamuffin?
Yeah.
Damn, you're kind of ragamuffin this morning.
Yeah.
Brush your hair.
I could see you saying that, though.
Yeah, I might start using that one. So in California, it says most people use the word freeway. And see, I grew up there. We live there.
Yeah.
So I thought that's kind of normal. It says most places say highway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I know some places say the interstate. You know, that's kind of weird to hear. But to other people, it's probably not weird. They say everywhere else, you know, they, yeah, everywhere else says highway. And they say also another thing in California people do, in Los Angeles especially, it says, is, you know, they'll say, instead of like the free, instead of freeway, they'll say the, and then like the number of the freeway. So like, oh, you get on the 405. So I'm like, okay, yeah. And to me, that sounds pretty normal. What's funny is when we're saying things like pop or creamy, we're like, that's so funny, haha. And here, this one doesn't sound funny because it's normal to us. But to other people, I guess it's weird.
But do people who say the highway?
Like highway 5 or highway 17? I don't know. And that's what's weird too.
Or do they just say the number? You get on the 17, you get on the 55, you get on the whatever.
You might. I've heard people say, you're going to jump on the interstate. I'm going to start saying
but which
that.
Which one?
I don't know.
There's
I'm
so many.
Be lost. And what's weird here is like, so where we live now, some of the, I guess, highways are just kind of like country roads. It's like not a busy freeway like our highway you'd see in California. These are just like back roads and they're just one way each way. And that's the freeway, I guess. It's kind of
I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's I feel like it needs to be at least 3 lanes.
True. Each way.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one I used to say a lot. And I used to say a lot when I first moved to Arizona. And people used to always say, like, are you from California? I could tell. Or they'll say, are you from Cali? Which I think is kind of weird.
Yeah, people from California don't say that.
Yeah, most people don't usually. Some might. But and I would say, yes, I am, sir. Why? Thanks for asking. Because I would say the word hella.
Yeah.
Hella. Like H-E-L-L-A. Which is kind of means, you know, hell of a lot. Like a hell of a lot of something is hella. I just say if it's a lot of something, you know. And it says it was originated in Oakland, but now is used all over the West Coast. So that could be up and down California. That could be Arizona now, because I think Arizona is considered West Coast, right? A little bit. It's on the West Coast.
Southwest,
I mean, it's not on the coast, but yeah. So anywho, hella is a California one. The next up we have, this one's used in Arkansas. If you're called a roofer, it's not necessarily a good thing.
Oh, I thought it was somebody who'd fix his roof.
That's what I would have thought. It's like an idiot. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. There's no definition. Just tells me. That's what they call an idiot. Roofer, like, oh, dude's a roofer. Stop being a roofer. I don't know.
What if they really do fix roofs?
Yeah, I don't know what you would call them because you like, you know, look at all those roofers over there.
Yeah.
Those idiots, yeah. We have up, let's see, no-see-ums. This is one in, I think it was the East Coast. No-see-ums, you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
No-see-um is a tiny, annoying bug that you swat at miserably but can never seem to lay eyes on them. That is a no-see-ums because you can't see them. I mean, no-see-ums. Different, different, right? So it's weird, huh? Like, it's funny. It's like, yeah, these are probably normal to somebody else. This one says chitlins. It says this is not a type of Southern cuisine. It's but referred to as your children.
What is it called?
Chitlins.
Why? Like, how do they get these names?
I don't know. There was no.
I need a little history, a little backstory. Yeah,
next show, I'll do some history on them. But this is just saying chitlins. Go get your chitlins. Maybe it's like children's. Go get your children's. Listen here, children's. It's time to come on over. Now it's like, hey, you little chitlins, get over here.
Oh, like a little chit.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting. Next, we got a Hawaii. This is a Hawaii one. Shark bait. You want to guess that one? You like Hawaii. You've been there before.
Yeah.
Shark bait.
I don't know.
You don't know? That is what they call tourists who are pale that just might attract the notice of the area sharks when they brave the waves. Basically calling them they're going to get eaten.
Why? Because they're pale?
I guess so. Shark bait. I think it's just they could tell they're out of towners. So look at the shark bait over there.
Oh. Playing in waters they shouldn't be playing in.
Yeah. Arizona had, I could think of one just popped in my head was, and this might be everywhere too, but snowbirds.
Yeah.
Those are older people usually that come from a cold place in the winter time and they come and hang out and live in Arizona for the winter because it's too cold of where they live.
Yeah.
So they're snowbirds. They fly away. They leave the snow when it's cold and come to Arizona. This one's kind of funny. So this one is when it's called to a person that might be a winner of a state beauty pageant. And this was in, oh man, why? I thought I copied it. I think it was Indiana, but they call them a pork queen.
What is that?
I just said a pork queen.
Why pork? Like a pig?
Pork, yeah. A pork queen. I was thinking like Miss Piggy, you know, she always had the crown on and stuff. It's kind of mean though, right?
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why they do it. Pork queen though, it's the winner of a state beauty pageant in that state, whatever it was that That's I forgot sad. To write down.
Who would want to be that?
I don't know. I don't want to be called a pork queen. We have in Massachusetts, they say when they're saying it's very cold, they say it is. Why is this not like, I feel like my copying's not being pasted correctly.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like it was a brick. It's what you say if it's very cold. You know what? We have a listener of the show, Becky. Becky is from Massachusetts, I believe, originally. So Becky, is this true? Do people in Massachusetts say brick when it's very cold?
Like, man, how do you use it in a sentence?
I don't know. Like, it's brick outside. Man.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I don't get these people. I only get me. Yeah, I don't know. This is why we have to learn about other people. This is a good one.
We Ready? Need to travel more.
XYZ. It's the not so discreet instructions to double check that your fly is zipped. Translation, examine your zipper. XYZ. That's a good one. I like that one.
Oh, I get it.
It's E at in the capital X, so the capitalization. So examine your zipper. So XYZ.
Like telling somebody that their zipper's down.
Yeah. But it says not so discreet instructions. So maybe everybody around that knows that area. So it'd be like everybody would look down, probably like, ah. And I believe that might have been the last one. Let's take a look here. Oh, no, we got one last one. And this one's for us. This is the Midwestern one.
Uh-oh.
Ope. You know what that one is? You ever heard it? I know you probably see it on shirts and stuff. Huh?
I've seen that on a shirt.
You never seen it? Ope.
No.
No?
I would think it means, oh, no. Like, ope.
Ope. So it's like, you know, like nope, but just the O-P-E. The term is meant as a replacement for uh-oh or oops. So if you bump somebody, ope. Or, and I've heard people use it for other reasons too, though. You know, some of these Midwesterns out here, I mean.
I would never say that.
I see them places and they're just ope. Ope everything, and it's just kind of like, wait, I thought I meant, wait, what's it? I'm just
you
confused.
You heard it that much?
Yeah.
I probably have only heard it maybe once in my life.
But I've worked in a public here since we've moved here. That's so true. Yep, ope. And I was around a lot of people that were drinking and stuff, so you know the opes were flying.
Were they?
Yeah, opes everywhere. So yeah, ope was the last one. Yeah, I like that word though, ope.
Older people or younger people, who says it?
I think everybody.
No.
Yeah. Next up, we have the slang words. And I'm excited for this because this one's always fun to not only test you, but to kind of try to use in a sentence and make myself sound cool.
I just never know anything.
And I posted to our Instagram. I said, you know, do you want to be cool? Are you looking to be cool? Are you looking to understand your teen? Make sure to tune into the next show because, you know, we're gonna help y'all
out. Show you how to communicate. Yeah.
I was almost going to sound cool on the post and say like when the next show drops, but then I didn't know if I was like trying to sound too cool. It's
probably not a cool thing to say.
And this is kind of cool. Like I said, it kind of breaks them down. So first off, we're going to go with fun, harmless, and silly. This one's an easy one. Addy.
Use it in a sentence.
You don't know it?
Addy?
Yeah.
No.
It's short for address. So I'll be over in a bit. Can you resend the Addy?
I was thinking you know, math.
Not even half cool. I thought you know some of these.
I feel like that's not something people say.
People say it.
Maybe in a text because it's short.
Nah, like drop me the Addy, fool. I'm going
No,
over.
They don't say that.
That's how I say it. That's how I use it. I use that one.
Gosh.
And if you didn't notice, then you just don't listen to me ever. It's Next up, we have adulting. It's kind of a... See, some
that's
of these...
old.
Yeah, I would say it's not a cool word, but
that's
maybe
like
it came
2015.
Back. But maybe it's came back. Things come back.
It's true.
So this is... it's actually teen lingo, supposedly, this page said. So, you know, if your teens are using it, maybe some teens aren't. And maybe you'll be like, my kids don't use that. Maybe your kids aren't cool.
Or maybe they're cooler than this list.
Or maybe they're cooler than this list. I don't know. I don't know if these are cool words. And I don't know if it just depends when you use it or how you use it. So, and before I move on with this list, I have some notes here. I forgot. I talked to my boy BC. You know, you guys heard talking about him on the show. He's originally, he was out in New York. So I asked him, is there any words that you guys use there? And he gave me a few. Some of these I knew, some of them I didn't. He said bodega. Oh, I wrote it down here. It was a deli. A bodega is a deli in New York. A diner. He says, you know, people in Arizona try to say diner, but there's not really any diners there. You know what a diner is? The definition of a diner?
Isn't it like a little, like a Denny's?
It's like a Denny's, like a restaurant.
But smaller.
But it's something that's open 24 hours. I think Denny's used to be maybe, so at one time you could call Denny's a diner. But it's probably more of a little small town, little restaurant, you know, but it's open 24 hours, you know? That's why I say, like, let's go to the diner. Let's go to the diner. And, you know, 24 hours a day.
Okay. You know?
And he said everyone there, this is like not really a word, but he said everyone there. Oh, it's another word he said, you know, and this one you should know. In Arizona, people say like, let's go get a pie. And you know, it's apple. And in New York, if you say pie.
What are you saying?
Go get a pie. P-I-E, a pie.
Apple pie?
Exactly. That's what in Arizona, if you were to say, you know, California, let's get a pie. People would think, you know, an apple pie, oh, a peach pie.
A pizza.
And yeah, New York, it's a pizza.
I would think pizza. That's why I was confused when you said apple.
If I said right now, let's go to the store and get a pie, you would not think pizza. Right?
Well, not if you said it like that.
That's the same thing.
But when you were reading it, I was thinking pizza.
But I'm saying most people said, let's get a pie. You're not going to think pizza.
Okay.
Right?
But I wouldn't think apple.
You would think of a fruit pie. Like
a blueberry pie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You would think of a dessert. Yeah. So you're one of the ones that, you don't use it the way that they use it. And then he said, everyone there has a nickname. He said, like, for instance, he has a friend, Johnny Fish. You know Johnny Fish? You know why they call him Johnny Fish? Can you guess? Is he a mobster? If he is, should I not be saying his name?
I feel like he works at a fish market or something.
Should I not be saying Johnny Fish's name right now? Because Johnny Fish might be out there and, you know, people are looking for him.
Why do they call him that?
I'm just kidding. Johnny Fish is not a mobster.
He works at a fish market.
Johnny Fish, you're close. Johnny Fish, nope, closer, but close. Johnny Fish does aquariums.
Oh.
So maybe he installs them in your home or something, or maybe he cleans them, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just likes to swim in aquariums. I don't know, but that's Johnny Fish. So yeah, that's what he said. You know, and he said, so BC, not to give too much his information out there, but those are his initials, right? But he said, yeah, if you went over to, you know, let's say you go over to Brooklyn and you're like, hey, you guys know blah, blah, like say his name, and they would be like, who? And if you were to say BC, oh yeah, I know BC. So that's another way he said, you know.
Oh my gosh, do you get to pick your own name or do people give it to you?
I don't know, because that's what I was going to say. I think sometimes people get nicknames that you don't necessarily like. My brother, I've told you this before, and you don't think this is funny, but my brother when he was little.
He probably doesn't either.
He probably does. I'm going to start calling this again. My mom's uncle used to call my brother Fatso.
That's so sad.
Because he was a little chubby. It's Fatso. Hey, Fatso, get over here. Like he would literally call him that all the time.
That's really sad.
Hey, Fatso. Like he'd walk in the door. Yeah, just nonstop. Oh, another thing BC said too, and you know, if you have kids in the car, you cover your ears. It's not super bad, but I won't even fully state. He said, you know, sometimes people in some states will be, you know, like guys, you know, guys could talk to each other. They might say, you know, why don't you blank my blank? Let's just say that. I won't say it, you know? And he said that in New York, you can't say that. That's like a fight. Those are like fighting words.
Wait, what?
I will have to tell you off the air. I'm not going to say it on the air. You know, it'd be like, just saying like, you know, I'm not going to say it. You guys could guess it. Come on. And if you can't guess it, write me and I'll tell you what it means. But anyways, you're just saying certain things you can't say in some areas. Like some people in Arizona or California might say it like to be funny. But he said in New York, if you say it like somebody's going to fight you, you can't say that to somebody. It's taken differently. Just like kind of when I said punk, remember? He agreed with me.
Even if they're your friends or strangers? Are you talking about friends or strangers?
Maybe. I mean, it's kind of one of those things you would just say to somebody kind of like, whatever. Like even if you didn't know them well. But if you're saying it to somebody you don't quite know, yeah. I mean, maybe you're friends. But if you don't know the person, like they're going to fight you. Just like, you know, sometimes you joke like, oh, stop being a punk. Some areas you can't say that, you know? If you're in prison saying that, Casey, you're done. You're being taken out. So back to the teenage slang and the cool words. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
This one we might have did before. Basic. You know what basic means?
Basic. Like low maintenance.
A way to describe someone who lacks originality and enjoys the most mainstream and predictable things. Like you're basic. Oh. Stop being so basic.
I thought it was like low maintenance.
I thought you knew basic, no? It's like sometimes you're like, oh, can we go to Starbucks and go to Ulta? I'm like, stop being basic. Like everybody does that. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Next we have bet. You know what that means?
Yes.
What?
Like, you got it, dude.
Like, okay, for sure. You want to go out tonight? Bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you got it.
Biblically accurate.
Biblically accurate? You say that in the sentence?
I guess. It says originating from art, depicting biblically accurate angels, such as in Ezekiel and Revelation. Wow, they're going really deep on this one. This phrase is now used to refer to anything characterized by an uncanny, alarming, and or horrifying appearance. I made my mom a biblically accurate angel for our Christmas tree, but she yelled at me because it was too scary. Mm. Mm, interesting. I've never heard that one. I thought it was cool.
Have you seen that on TikTok where people show you what angels look like in the Bible?
No.
The way the Bible describes it is like,
oh, they, what like they made it into
made
something?
It? Oh, yeah. No. You should look it up. Creepy. I was like, I haven't gotten to that part of the Bible, but
what about
really scary.
Blueprints?
I don't know.
Used when someone did something so well that they became the standard by which everyone else does it. Every boy band these days is trying to be One Direction. They really are the blueprint. So like if people started doing like a bunch of podcasts with their wife, you know, and they were like, you know what though? Cash was the blueprint when it came to this. The Me vs. Her podcast, that's the blueprint. you know, they started this. They were the first ones.
Yeah.
That sound cool when I use it?
No. No.
Okay. Next up, I'm going to give you this one. This is easy and kind of old, but maybe it's still used. And I know you know this one because you are this one at times. Bougie or bougie.
I don't know that.
Yeah, you do. High class, rich, fancy. Yeah.
On a budget.
So when you want like that bougie water, the Fiji or the glass bottles or anything organic, you're being real bougie. Is that bougie or bougie?
I think bougie.
Bougie.
Bougie. But I thought that was like, I don't know. I thought it meant if you were like kind of cheap, but you're trying to be rich.
I don't think so. I think it's just saying like, stop being bougie. Like you're being crazy. You're being rich. You're being, you know, you're wanting the fancy stuff. You need to calm down. I'm sure there's a word for calm down. I'm going to come across it and then I'm going to use it together with bougie.
Okay.
To give you a perfect example. What about bruh?
I don't like that.
You don't like that word bruh?
No, it's like bra.
More modern version of bro.
Yeah.
You know what word? Bra. I don't know if it's on here. Are these alphabetical order? Oh, yeah, it's coming up. I'm going to talk about one I don't like and I thought about the other day and I should have brought it up on the show that we did about words we don't like.
Okay.
Yeah, as soon as I went to the next page, I already saw it there just sitting there. How about cap or no cap?
It means true or not true, but I don't know which one is which.
Lying or not lying. I didn't even study for that test, and I got an A, no cap.
That's true.
I feel like it doesn't sound cool. Like even
but it seems like it would be the opposite.
Yeah.
That's why I get confused.
And I don't know if it's just me saying it doesn't sound cool, but to me, if I heard somebody like, no cap, I'd be like, what? Like
I've said it before.
Yeah?
No.
I've never heard you say it. What about catch these hands? Ooh, that's old school.
Catch these hands?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It means to fight. My girlfriend is way prettier than yours. You better catch these hands. Like saying like, I'm about to throw some fists at you. About to throw some bows.
That's ridiculous.
That's cool, actually.
Nobody says that.
People say that.
You know, I've never heard it.
How about CEO of?
Like the boss of. You're like the boss of something.
So being really talented at something, often used sarcastically. So I'm literally the CEO of procrastination.
Oh, the boss.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Pretty much, yeah. We did, I think we either use this one or I use this one with one of my old radio buddies that I had on my other podcast. But Chugi. Did we do this one or did I do it? I might have did it with him on the show.
I don't know, but I don't remember what it means.
And I tested him, just, you know, not to get into it too much. I tested him because he works for like a hip hop station. I'm like, you know, you always got to be in with the cool words. You got to know what kids are saying. So I tested him on some of them, but Chugi was one of them. Chugi is cringy or awkward, specifically used by Gen Z in reference to trends from the early mid to 2000s. So technically you could be like, man, some of these words are Chugi because they were, you know, there are trends from 2000s, some of these words, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that word.
And if you're listening out there and you're like, dude, these words are not the new words. These are not the hip words. Maybe you're not hip and you think you are, or maybe you're just wrong.
Or send an updated list.
Yeah, send an updated list. I mean, this was, I got this from a pretty pretty good source. That's all I'm going to say.
That's a first.
Yeah. And I wrote out to some friends and they wrote a couple back and they were on this list. So this one I hear a lot, clout. You heard that one?
Yeah.
What is it?
Isn't it like, not fame, but like the attention.
Having a great social influence or following and being popular due to your social media or general social presence.
Same thing.
Yeah. I'm pretty clout. Would you say I'm clout? Like, no. How do you
like
use
you did it for clout.
I did it for the clout. But let's say.
I don't think you say that.
If I walk into a party and, you know, I have big influence on those people because I'm just a general, my general social presence is huge. How would I use it? Would I say like, cash in the house, cash clout, or cow clout, or how do you say it?
Cash
I don't know how to
clout,
use it.
That sounds like cash clout.
I don't know. Anyways, I don't know how to use it. What am I using? Here's the one I don't like, and a lot of people use it. I feel like younger people, older people, people my age in the middle all use this one, and no offense to my friends because I see a lot of them using it, and I don't know why it bugs me, is dead or dying.
Yeah.
Like I used to say, okay, like way back in the day, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I was dying laughing. Like yeah. That I've said.
Yeah.
But when people go like, I'm dead.
That's
it sounds dumb to me.
Yeah.
Like no offense. Or like.
Like even, all of a sudden.
Yeah, you just like died because it was so, like it's just dumb. Or like, I feel like people use it to try to sound cool and it's not. You're dead to me, if anything. No, it's like dead. Like they'll just throw it out there. Like I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Like I say in funny joke or I'll send a funny meme to somebody. They're like, dead.
Or they don't even say the word and they put the like.
Yeah, like cross. Little skulls.
Oh, yeah. Like what is that?
No, I saw a funny TikTok once where the dude saw something in person and he was saying it was so funny. And the next thing you know, instead of him falling to the ground, it was just like a skeleton falling. Like it died. That was funny. But you know, but when people just go, dead. No, stop. Yeah, I don't like that one. And it says, when something is so funny, you can't handle it. Oh my gosh, that's TikTok. I'm dead. Yeah, that doesn't sound cool to me. And I don't care if I'm not cool. It just doesn't sound cool. How about doing the most?
Like an overachiever?
It's being over the top. You know?
Yeah.
You know, something like I bump into you and you like go rolling down the hallway and I'm like, what are you doing? You bumped into me. I barely touched you. You're doing the most. Like you're doing too much. Let's see. We have done.
Like I'm done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Over it?
To be completely over a task, person, emotion, or situation. How about drip?
Your clothes.
Refers to a really cool outfit or item of clothing. That's a nice drip you got going on over there.
Thank you.
Kind of sounds gross though. What's wrong with your wife? Why is she dripping? What's wrong with her?
It's my new drip.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife's always dripping. They can be like, huh?
I don't think you say it like that.
Wife's always drooping. No?
Drooping. I don't think you say it like that either.
Okay. Let's move on here. I have a whole long list. We can't get it. We're not going to get all.
My gosh.
Through all these. Yeah, there's so many. Left on read. We talked about this one maybe before.
Like your text message.
Yeah, like somebody's not doing reading it. You know, when you text someone, they read it without responding. How about let's get this bread?
Money.
A play on dough, being slang for money. It means to work hard and succeed. It went viral in October 2018 and has somewhat morphed into a battle cry or motivation to succeed. There are also many variants and subsequent memes. All right, let's move on. Let's get into the goodies. It says be aware of category. AF.
As fun.
As fun, no. As F-U-C and then another word. It's a bad word. So used to emphasize something. It's hot AF in here, you know? So I guess it's just saying, yeah, if you see your kids saying that and they shouldn't be using the F word, then maybe, you know, maybe they'll bop them one in the back of the head. You know, maybe they're younger than a teen and they shouldn't be using that. We know what a boomer is. Let's move on from that one. How about cancel? It's pretty famous these days.
Yeah.
To declare someone irrelevant or generally bad, most often used online, specifically on Twitter. He tweeted something racist a few years ago, and now he's totally canceled. But what's crazy, let me go on about something else here, is I've seen people that have been canceled and for doing some pretty bad stuff, you know? And lately, it seems that they're coming back. People just kind of forget about it in a way. I mean, there's a big crowd of people that remember what they did, but then there's a big crowd of people that are just cool with them again, which... it's kind of crazy because I'm like, dang, that guy was like, I remember he like disappeared for like a year, this comedian, because he did this or was accused of this. And then all of a sudden he's back. And then they're even using it in their bits now. Like, man, I remember when they canceled me. And he's like, you know what? Like, forget those people. And like, they're back. And it's like, it almost never happened. It's kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Because some of the stuff's kind of bad. It's like, man, a dude was accused of doing this to a girl or hurting someone. And it's like, all of a sudden it's like, I don't know, they're back. And they just kind of got off with it somehow. And they're uncanceled.
Yeah, it's weird.
How, you know this one. You told me about this one. FOMO.
Yeah, fear of missing out.
Yeah, many teens feel this because of social media's ability to highlight everyone else's activities. What about hop off?
Hop off. Go away.
Mind your business. Mind your business. Why don't you hop off out of here? Doesn't sound cool or what? How about ick or the ick?
Like disgusted.
Used mostly by young women to refer to something a boy does that turns them off but doesn't necessarily make sense. I thought about him singing Rihanna in the shower and honestly gave me the ick. Close-up magic is such an ick for me. Doesn't sound cool.
No.
I don't like that.
Not that sentence.
We all know what Karen is, and so we'll move on from that one. Preppy. This was used way back in the day. Let's see if it's the same definition. Want to take a guess?
Preppy, like stuck up.
Once referring to a style of preparatory school, think popped collars and cable knit sweaters, the preppy style now includes neon colors, particularly pink and yellow. Elaborate iced Starbucks drinks. Elaborate iced Starbucks drinks, extensive skincare routines with trendy product lines, and hinges heavily on wealth and brand awareness. On TikTok, preppy also often includes a genre of mean girl videos designed to shame people for wearing off-brand clothing, having messy or natural hair, and looking poor. Oh, it's definitely changed.
Off-brown?
Off-brand.
Oh, I was like tan clothing.
About salty?
Salty, like you're bitter.
Yeah. Jealous or upset. Stop being salty. I like this one. Sus.
Suspicious.
Yep, short for suspicious. His Snapchat is showing that he's at his ex-girlfriend's house right now. That's sus. My buddy Pete wrote in one. He said, for show. But I've been using that for years. I said, man, I still use that now. How about, we got a couple more here. Let's move on to the red flags. Last page. How about NSFW?
Oh, it's something for work.
Not suitable for, or not safe for work. Used to mark something as sexually inappropriate or explicit. So sometimes when I send like a funny video to my friends, I'll be like, yo, NSFW, because they don't open it up, you know? Once I sent one of those funny ones that was like a, like, I don't know, making some funny, inappropriate yelling noise, screaming noise. And my buddy's like, dude, I opened it up in the bank. Why would you send that to me?
Oh,
I'm like,
gosh.
Hey, I can't be responsible for where you open my text messages or my funny videos I send.
Terrible.
Yeah, you got to be aware. If I send you memes, don't open them in public.
Why would you do that to somebody?
Because they're funny.
But why?
I didn't do it to them. I just sent it because it was funny. I didn't say, hey, don't open this in person. Like, I forgot to tell them.
You didn't forget to tell them. You didn't tell them.
I don't know.
You chose not to tell them.
How about pool?
How embarrassing.
How about pool?
How about what?
Pool. P-U-L-L. Pool.
P what?
P-U-L-L. Pool.
Like you have pool.
A person's ability to attract sexual partners. I feel like I could pull Aaron from homeroom.
Yeah. Like I have pool.
Don't have pool. You feel like you can pool.
I got pool.
You're not sounding cool right now. Let's move on. Riz.
I've heard that, but I don't know.
Comes from charisma, but refers to specifically sexual attractiveness or charm. I got Joel's number this morning. I've got him drooling. Unbelievable Riz.
Ew, I don't. Did you make this sentence up?
No, I read that.
That sounds yucky.
Yeah.
You're giving me the ick.
How about simp?
Simple.
A man who prides himself with chivalry in hopes of getting sexual gratification from women. He's over the top without the girl giving much in return. God, these are really going down the... I guess it says red flag. Some of these I can't even read.
Really?
I close my eyes. I'm not going to read some of these.
Read it with one eye. Read it with one eye open.
One
eye closed.
Oh my gosh. Some of these are just...
Well, say the word.
Some of these are not suitable for work.
Say the word.
The word? No, I'm not going to say some of these.
Let me see.
No, hold on.
Let me see. Spell it.
Oh my gosh. We'll end on this one. Okay. A drug one, but hey, this could maybe help somebody. We're here, so not only we're here to make people laugh, we're here to help somebody. If you hear your teen saying this and it's something that they shouldn't be using,
the word, how
no, some of those are. I'll send you guys the website if you want the website. I'm not gonna read some of these. We'll end on this one, you know, because again, we're not here just to make you laugh. We're here to make the world a better place.
Educate.
We got Xan or Xans. You know that. Short for Xanax, sedative used to treat anxiety. That's often used recreationally. Other terms are Xanny. Bars and footballs.
Footballs?
Yeah, footballs. I say the word football all the time. What do people think I'm doing drugs?
Oh my God, they probably do.
Throw me the football. They're going to start throwing me some Xanax?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right, everyone. If you want to be cool or if you want these links, shoot me a message. That's a cool one. See that? Shoot. That means like, you know, shoot me a message, send me a message.
That's not new.
I know, but I'm just saying I still use cool words.
That's not cool.
We're cool here.
Okay.
We're keeping it 100. Until next time, we will talk to you soon.
Bye.